Umbuso wami, ngiyabonga mfowethu, umbuso kamongameli Mgabe bekuvele ngabe wafika emaphethelweni kudala. Esikubongayo khona manje yikuthi umuntu wonke oseZimbabwe is no longer thina esiyi-opposition who have been saying ukuthi umuntu lo is not good for our country, makahambe. Now sekuyisizwe sonke esesiphakamile. If ma ungakhangela abantu abaphumileyo namhlanje ngomgqibelo besithi we're done ngawe Mgabe, omunye umuntu ma ngakhangela umpikitsha lowo angathi ulamanga ukuthi abantu laba for 37 years yibo athi bevotele Mgabe, ngoba Mgabe ubeclaim ukuthi yena uyawina ama-election. And namhlanje kucacisile ukuthi ama-election lawo ebengawawini ebewariga, ngoba umphakathi wonke weZimbabwe ufume phandle wakhombisa ukuthi Umgabe vele akafunakali, okusho ukuthi vele ubengafunakali from kudala. So thina sithi namhlanje ithuba elihle elokuthi njengabantu baseZimbabwe sihlale phansi, sike sobha, sivumelane ukuthi okay, siya kuphi now from la. Lokho i-army ade ikucabanga ekuqaleni besenza iqhu yabo ukuthi bazofaka nje imnankagwa baqhubeke besenza izinto zabo njengezanu. I think namhlanje umphakathi weZimbabwe rubbished that they changed the narrative. Akusekho lokho ukuthi sokukhomba ukuthi intsha nje Mgabe kufaka umnankagwa izinto ziqhubeke. That means ukuthi from now on uhulumende ozongena, upresident ozohlala ehlale ngesana uzokekhethwe ngabantu, ngoba abantu baphume in their millions all over the world, not just eZimbabwe but even ngaphandle lapha e-America, everywhere, e-England, e-Australia, wonke umuntu ujabulile ukuthi Mgabe akasekho. But the main question is, siya ngaphi uma sisuka la? Siyabuyela yini kuzanu government, noma sifaka i-government eyabantu ngabantu?
Njengoba usitsho wena, umbuzo lo okhanya udakatheke kakhulu kangaka ukuthi kuyiwa ngaphi kusukela lapha, njengoba usitsho njalo ukubana umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa engamelanga ukuba nguye ohle azingenele nje esihlalweni lesi.
Ma sisuka la njengela elangeni lalamhlanje, amabutho eZimbabwe beyinona ukuthi iplani adivelayo bona ayisekho, ngoba there is no way bangazama ukuthi bafosele iplani yabo after bebone ukuphuma kwabantu emela utshintsho abalufunayo eZimbabwe. So njengoba kunjalo, kusho ukuthi thina-ke abantu akusamelanga silinde ukuthi sitshelwe noma yi-army noma ngama-political parties besitshela ukuthi no, asenzeni kanje kanje. Thina njengabantu kumele sihle sime sithi from now on, sithi thina kumele kube lama-free and fair elections. And ukuthi kuze kube lama-free and fair elections, okokuqala, i-ZEC ayimeli abantu, it was an appendage of iZANU, and therefore ZEC has to be abolished. Kumele sibe le-new independent electoral body that is not tainted. That's number one. Number two, kumele ukuthi abantu abangaphandle, i-international community, kube yiyona, people who don't have a stake in our current affairs, kube yibona abasupervisor ama-next elections, so that they are free and fair. And number three, i-diaspora, umZimbabweni wonke lapha khona ulelungelo nge-constitution yethu esilayo, ulelungelo lokuthi avote, and therefore wonke umZimbabweni kumele avote. Yiyona indlela esingakhuluma ngayo ezosisa phambili. Ngaphandle kwalokho nje yikudlala.